Welcome back to the podcast that rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke, host of the YouTube channel Rocked. Hope you're all doing well in this mid-May. Weird to think that the year is well past a third of the way done. Where did this time go? Anyway, it doesn't matter. You want to hear the music news. Taken from an excerpt of his upcoming memoir, Serge Tankian of System of a Down said he was willing to leave and was totally okay with a new singer replacing him. If you've been wondering why System of a Down has not been doing any touring, they've done festival performances and one-offs, but no touring. The reason, or one of the main reasons, I should say, is because Serge just didn't want to. He hated it. And after the band went on hiatus after 2005, they only get occasionally back together for different reasons. He had solo work after that, but even that was not huge touring. In an excerpt from the upcoming book, Darren, Chavo, and John were always pushing me to do more with System of a Down. I've been the one holding them back, mostly because I didn't really want to tour. Toward the end of 2017, we had a band meeting at Benno's office, that's System of a Down's manager at the time. When I arrived, I told everyone that I had an item I wanted to add to the agenda. We went through the rigmarole of regular business discussions, and then it came time for my item. So, who's going to throw me a going away party? Do one of the guys want to be the master of ceremonies? I laughed a little, but I was serious. Look, guys, I've been very clear that I'm no longer interested in touring, both due to my back and because it's just no longer something within my vision. Thing is, though, I don't want to hold you guys back. This is your dream. This is what you've worked for your whole life. You deserve to have this. I looked down Darren, Chavo, and John, knowing what I had said would hit hard. I think you guys should find a new singer. The book later goes on to explain how they had one tryout who could not scream or growl when singing, and I think the rest of the band pretty much realized we're not replacing Serge. We'd rather just go quiet. Yeah, that's understandable. I really do feel that this is a well-explained reason why we've seen so little from System of a Down, both music-wise and especially touring-wise. We know some of the band members are at odds with each other in beliefs, and that probably leads to more creative differences. There's been very little music from System of a Down past 2005 outside of a few singles that were made for charity. System without Serge is not System, though. He is a unique singer and songwriter. You can't really replace someone that unique in a band where you're known for something unique like that. It's just impossible almost. I applaud Serge for being a big man and trying to find a reason to help the rest of the bandmates while he just either didn't want to or could not because of his own health. He set his back. But yeah, seeing System of a Down without Serge in the front of it, screaming, singing, whatever it might be, it would be awkward to say the least. And that's putting it politely. For those who were at Sick New World less than a month ago, everyone saw System of a Down headline that performance, and it was their first performance in a year. It was great. The band sounded great. Everyone looks like they were having fun on stage. It's not that they can't still do it. Also, the band has a one-off performance in San Francisco for a headline concert, also featuring Deftones and the Mars Volta. Again, I'm naming that the Why Is This Not on the East Coast tour, but that's besides the point. All I know is I do feel System of a Down dodged a bullet by not going with a new singer when idea was proposed. Will we get more new music from System of a Down? It remains to be seen. I'm betting on we'll never get a full album. I still stand by that. Doesn't mean we can't see them live in one-off appearances, festivals, and for other reasons. In the ongoing I Don't Believe You section of the news, Tommy Vext, former singer of Bad Wolves, was once again arrested. This is not his first time behind bars. Keep in mind, this was an arrest and release. However, the 42-year-old musician was arrested 8:33 a.m. on Sunday for threatening and intimidating physical injury to someone. The arrest type was listed as ONVW, which is an abbreviation for On View. Tommy Vext, never one to keep his mouth shut, totally went online in a big long post saying he was threatening to be violent to his girlfriend's father when his girlfriend's father found out that she was wanting to move with Tommy Vext out of state. Remind you, Tommy Vext is 42, not 17. This is listed as an M1 crime, which means a first degree misdemeanor. It could lead to fines, most likely. I doubt there will be jail time as no one was physically hurt. At the same time, though, this is another strike on Tommy Vext's account, real name Tommy Cummings. And if you think that's where the bad news stops for Mr. Vext in 2024 after having to perform at Bar and Grill, because his career's down the tubes and now being arrested, think again. Former band member Doc Coyle, who is currently in Bad Wolves, now with a new singer, Doc has posted a lot of evidence that one, Thomas Cummings, aka Tommy Vext, has been coaching his fan base, who is very right-leaning, into buying anti-Bad Wolves merchandise and then showing up to Bad Wolves concerts wearing it. Some of the merch saying, "Bring back Tommy Vext," and other t-shirts saying, "Sad Wolves with a crying wolf." I guess again, he's 42, not 17. Doc Coyle made it very clear that Tommy Vext is still beyond bitter and trying to harass his former band and instigate with his loyal, almost cultist fans who are very delusional, not so much for the music, but just for the political messages one Tommy Vext has been sharing over the last, 5 years now. And it's not gone well for Mr. Vext, and it's not going to keep going well if Doc Coyle keeps putting up a lot of evidence. This was shared on Twitter and Instagram. I'll post all that I can find on rocks.net. I've said as much factual information as I can about all this. Up for debate whether you want to take Tommy Vext's side on defending his girlfriend, or if he was just going out of line and ranting, threatening violence at a person. Regardless, he was arrested, and he's being exposed for being literally a 42-year-old troll towards his former band. I don't know how Tommy Vext fans are going to swing this more than just the sad ways they've already tried to defend the person. All I know is, as the years go on, Tommy Vext keeps making things worse for himself. How about some good news right now? For touring purposes, you can find Rise Against, who just announced a headline tour, who are focusing on older songs. They describe this on social media as, since we'll be playing some venues we haven't played in a while, we thought we'd dust off some songs we haven't played in some time. Tickets go on sale this Friday, May 17th at 10 a.m. The tour starts in Denver, Colorado, October 14th, goes all throughout the U.S. and has several Canada dates, and then ends November 22nd at Del Mar, California. It's good to see Rise Against heading up on a tour again, especially playing older stuff in venues they haven't been to in quite a while. To make a few notes, there are two Washington, D.C. shows at the end of October, and there will be playing a hometown show October 16th in Chicago. Also worth pointing out, the last Rise Against album? Really good. They still have it. I hope they put out more new music soon, as I think it's a good time. 2024 probably ripe for some politically charged Rise Against music that's not super focused on one person, but rather just socio-political news as a whole. In some more touring news, if deathcore is your thing, Lorna Shore just announced a big headline tour for North America 2024, starting in Montreal, Quebec at the end of September and going through all the US and several Canada dates from British Columbia to Quebec, then ending in Wallingford, Connecticut, October 30th. Lorna Shore, Whitechapel, Kubla Khan, Sanguisugabog. This is going to be known as the, oh my goodness, I don't want to be a security guard at this tour. Worth pointing out, however, that Lorna Shore will be playing the album Pain Remains in its entirety every show. I think that's awesome. I think these bands all fit together well. I think this will be killer. I'm hoping to see this and shoot it as a photographer. I've seen Lorna Shore live. I think they're great. I've seen Kubla Khan live. I haven't shot them though. I've never seen Whitechapel and I've always wanted to. I'm sure Sanguisugabog is going to be absolutely crazy. This was a big tour that was just announced today, May 14th. I do hope everyone checks this one out. There's a lot of tour dates, again, throughout the US and several dates in Canada. Check it out if you can. More on rock.net. And finally, in upcoming music news, the return of Highly Suspect. This was a band that was becoming huge with a rocket strapped to the back in the middle 2010s, and then really derailed as the 2010s were ending. This could be somewhat of a comeback. They started doing live performances last year. Highly Suspect have announced the new album, As Above, So Below, due this July, and released the new song, Summertime Voodoo. I've not heard the new song yet. They will be touring later this year as well. I am interested to see what exactly Highly Suspect is going to do this time. It is not a secret that Johnny Stevens has had some health issues, and that's putting it politely, over the last few years, especially with his personal behavior. I personally think that might have had an effect on the band in general. However, that's all speculation. I do not have any hard answers. We might see the return of Highly Suspect in good or bad. I don't know. I just hope healthy choices are made for everyone. It'll be good to see Highly Suspect try to make a comeback and do better. I think that's a safe thing to ask for everyone in general. That'll be all for this week's The Podcast That Rocked and the Updates. Big thanks to Brandon Bruce, Chris Doman, Mars Hunter, and Dom Noble. You can get early access, exclusive perks, and much more by signing up for Patreon over at patreon.com/rocks. Help support the channel. It does help a ton. And remember, every Patreon fund helps to feed the Good Boy and Girl Club. My pets. It helps to feed my pets. You want them fed, don't you?